going to introduce you to Kim. Kim is a 52-year-old guy in Australia.
Okay.
He is going to be known as the didgeridoo hero.
Wearing just his boxers and armed with a didgeridoo.
Okay, I'm already in.
He's wearing his boxers and carrying a didgeridoo.
Yeah, so maybe we call him the nearly naked didgeridoo hero, all right?
Wearing just his boxers and armed with a didgeridoo, Kim Abrook raced down Lincoln Avenue.
Yeah, so...
Okay, why is he running down the street?
Okay, so here's the thing. He is a father of 12, and he heard a noise overnight.
Out there in all my glory. I notice I run faster naked. Sort of with semi-naked anyway.
So he didn't, he didn't have clothes
not slowing him
available.
Down.
Wasn't going to slow him down.
All right.
The father of 12 was woken by creaking floorboards.
I've seen a shadow coming out here.
Yeah.
And I come a little bit quick and he tried to swing in beyond here.
Yeah.
And as I come to there, his light and his phone accidentally come on and lit him up.
Yeah, so he's saying that he heard a noise. It is kind of hard to understand in Kim. He heard a noise in the middle of the night.
Did I gather he's got 12 kids?
Yeah, I said that. Yeah, he's 12 kids there in Australia. Right, exactly. And so he heard this noise and he gets up and he sees that, you know, the cell phone went off and he's like, oh, there's someone there robbing me right now.
Kim says it was a split second decision. He had no time to get dressed, just grabbed the instrument and gave chase.
Yeah, so
just chase him down.
He grabbed the didgeridoo,
right,
which is like, you know, an Australian flute, and he started running down the street chasing after this guy in only his boxer shorts.
Was he victorious?
Keep in mind,
I notice I run faster naked. Sort of with
run faster naked.
Wow. Gaining on him. And I knew when he went around the corner, he wasn't fast.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he wasn't fast. He was slowing down around the corner.
Listen, this is like, this is all of a sudden like a live version of live PD.
How are you not playing like Chariots of Fire right now? Because he's running like in slow motion in my mind.
Australian Kim, 52 years old, father of 12.
After losing sight of the thief, he called for backup.
Oh, dang, he got away.
Listen, he didn't call for backup from police.
He's
a father of 12.
Oh, he just... Hey, kids, come on!
Get the army! That's exactly what he did!
Grab something, let's go!
That's what he did!
Then my dad starts yelling, saying, get him, and boom.
So that's his dad going, my dad's still yelling, get him!
We started running down the road.
Is he still naked?
Yeah, he's still semi-naked, for sure, absolutely.
Suspecting the offender was hiding in a residence nearby property, the trio surrounded the home and called police.
I mean, you've got 12 kids, that's a SWAT team right there.
I know, right? So he and his kids surround the house.
Come out,
crikey!
Oh, wow.
We all sort of, like we said, we had him boxed in, he wasn't going anywhere. And
if he came out, I was just going to try and tackle him or something.
Okay. Oh, my God, the kid's going to tackle the intruder?
Listen, Kelly, this is Australian rules.
All right.
This is Australian rules.
It's different
rules
in the Outback.
Before a sniffer dog tracked down the suspect hiding under a car.
Yeah,
yes, so, the dog.
Right.
Yes.
So they ended up finding him under a car.
He was found with a wallet and cash, which was allegedly stolen during the break-in.
Yeah,
right,
so,
okay. Dang. They need a reality show.
Got his stuff back, so that's good.
He got off easy. He lost his shirt, poor bugger. I felt like giving him one, but
he lost his
shirt I wanted to give him.
I'm telling you what.
Poor bugger.
This guy, Kim, he is.
He's a hero we didn't know we needed.
I know.
Yeah, and now really that family needs a reality show. Wow.
So there you go. Kim, the nearly naked didgeridoo hero.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Well, you're right. Some carry a didgeridoo.